This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Stephen. Little is known about Stephen's early life, but he was among the first converts to Christianity soon after the apostles began their public teaching that the Messiah had come. It is hard to imagine the excitement among the early Christians as they lovingly shared with others the good news of Christ's redemption. But there was an additional responsibility to take care of the elderly poor who made Jerusalem their last home. As the number of converts increased, the apostles found they would have less time to preach if they became involved with distributing food to the needy every day. The apostles suggested that 7 men of good character, full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit, be nominated to take on this responsibility. The names of Stephen and 6 others were then accepted by the apostles, who ordained them as the first deacons. Stephen's ministry was with the Greek converts to Christianity because he was familiar with the language. Stephen told the message of Christ's death, resurrection, and how he completed the law of Moses so forcefully and wisely that his hearers could not argue against him. He worked miracles and influenced all who heard him by his teaching. As a result, he converted many, but at the same time aroused the fears of the leaders of certain synagogues. False witnesses were paid to claim that he was guilty of blasphemy. The charge was placed before the Sanhedrin, which issued the order for his arrest and a hearing. Stephen asked to be allowed to defend himself, and even as he did, he appeared to shine with the light of an angel. He explained how Moses foretold that a new law would be introduced by the Messiah. He said, "You stubborn and stiff-necked people, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. In the past, they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, and now you have become his betrayers, his murderers. You who had the law brought to you by angels are the very ones who have not kept it." Then, filled with the Spirit of God, he saw a vision and said to all, "I can see heaven thrown open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." The members of the court covered their ears and shouted out in rage that he must die. He was dragged out of the city, where the false witnesses planned to stone him to death according to his sentence. First, however, they carefully gave their cloaks to a man named Saul, who would soon be converted through the merits of Stephen's death. Stephen prayed aloud, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Do not hold them responsible for this sin." Then he died. The year was 34 A.D. Saint Stephen was the first martyr. Let us be strong in our convictions that our love for Christ means that we must act in certain ways, sometimes different from those who do not believe, and that with wisdom we can explain our love for Christ and his love for us in ways others will understand.